Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
And before you know just where you are, you're in.
Yeah, one Irishman is making it his mission to visit every single Irish pub in the world. Colm Dalton, who's originally from Kerry, now living in London, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Colm, this is some undertaking. How did you, what made you decide to do this, Colm?
Hello, Andrea.
How are you?
That's a good question. We might need a psychologist to help us with that one, but I'll give you my interpretation. It came out of just a conversation I had with some friends in a staff room in my job. And we said, what would you do if you could do anything and you could win the lottery? And so I suggested, well, I'd travel the world and try to visit a pub in every country. And then we said, well, look, we're not sure you're going to win the lottery. And my friend said, start now while you can and then see how you get on. And so 7 years ago, I just started and I did one and another and it tipped over. And now it's become this kind of big thing. Yeah. So from a humble conversation, it's become something much bigger. Yeah.
7 years ago. So how many pubs have you visited so far?
Well, the official count now is 95 pubs in 47 countries in four continents. That's the official one. And it doesn't, a lot of people ask me, it doesn't include the ones in Ireland because I'll be there all day. I won't be able to do it. So I'm kind of just concentrating on the ones outside of Ireland. I'll do those first anyway, and then if I have time.
So I kind of figured that you probably wouldn't bother with the ones here on the Emerald Isle, but you look to the Irish pubs elsewhere. So you're living in London, that's right?
That's right, yeah.
And how many, I presume at this stage you've probably frequented all of the Irish pubs there, have you?
Do you know what? I thought I could do them all, but there's hundreds over here in London. There's more than I can. I was trying to see if I could visit them all in one day, if that was feasible, but it wouldn't be possible. I'd need to be without sleep for 48 hours. But so there's loads over here. So I'm chipping away at these because I can do these on a weekend. And then for special occasions, then I'd go a bit further afield. So it's all very, very well planned.
Yeah. So what constitutes a visit then for you? Do you have to have a drink? Is it a specific drink? Is it just tick box, get a photo, I was here?
Oh, no, you have to have a drink, right? You have to have a drink. So you have to go in to get a feel of the place. And then part of that is to have a drink because you want to see kind of the atmosphere and see what it's like, stuff like this. Because just a photo, some of them look awful outside, but you go in and it's lovely, it's great, they have music and everything like that. So I go in for a drink. If they're bad, if they're tacky or whatever, that drink is very quick and we skedaddle. But if it's, you know, it's a really good one when we say, we'll have another? Yeah, we'll have another, we'll stay there. That's the seal of approval, yeah.
In your eyes abroad, what makes a good Irish pub, Colm?
There's been a lot of experimentation, so I'm working on a kind of a formula. There's a few telltale signs that you can check. And like the first one, I always go for the name. Name will give you everything you need to know. So if it's called something like Dublin Pub, Shamrock Pub,
the Temple Bar, Molly Malone's.
Yes, exactly. Someone just like took 2 minutes to kind of think of. It's gonna be stinker. Don't go there. Stay away from it. If it's got a nice name like let's say W.B. Yeats or the Flann O'Brien or something like that, that's good. Now we're promising there. And then if it's named after a person like the family, you know, Quinns, O'Briens, whatever, then you know it's going to be quality. So that makes it, I think. Yeah, that's the first thing. If you're looking on the map and you're trying to decide, let's say, should we go to one? You don't want to waste your time. That's the first thing, I think. And then what makes an Irish pub is the same thing that we like about pubs back home. It's kind of just, it's a bit of a wishy answer, but the atmosphere, you know, the feel of it. There's music, Irish music, live music. There's maybe some Irish sport on TV. You can have a conversation there. The bar staff are usually friendly.
Usually Irish.
Very, 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 very good. Yeah, usually Irish. Or you can tell. You can tell if the staff are trained by an Irish person because as soon as you come in, they go, hello there, would you like a drink? So they're really on the ball. You could say like, okay, these are very, very well trained. So all of these kind of things, I think, make a good Irish pub. All of these kind of little signs.
Just funny, Colm, right? I was just thinking about this earlier today. When I'm on holidays, I would avoid an Irish pub at all costs. Yeah. It's the last place I'd want to go to is an Irish. Because I always think they're not authentic. Like a lot of them are really fake.
Yeah, loads of people say this. They say this is the last place I'd want to go. But I think they can be divided into, either really fake. Like the only concession to being Irish is they've put like a shamrock on the door and it's Irish theme, that's what they call it, and the theme is to take your money. That's the main theme, I think. But some of them abroad are fantastic, are great, and they're really like beautiful places, and they've really, they're a real labour of love. So I do agree with that. Some people say, like, I wouldn't do it. And it also, I think it depends where you are as well, because sometimes in, let's say in Spain, there may be more for people who are going, like, they've retired and they want a bit of home. So those ones are usually not the most lively of spots. But in, like, say, Germany or Italy or France, usually the Irish pubs are great. They're real music pubs and they have a lot of students and tourists. So
yeah.
I think, yeah, I think they split into those two camps. Yeah.
Do you always get good Guinness in the Irish pub abroad?
It's just Russian roulette, 50-50, really. Yeah. It's 50-50. You can get a good pint abroad. You definitely can, but it's a gamble, really. And I sometimes
Your line is just a little bit off there for a moment, Colm. Just bear, you can hear me okay, Colm? You can?
Oh, yeah, I can hear
you're back
you.
Again
yeah,
now, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, where is your favourite Irish pub of the 95 that you've visited in the 47 countries across four continents? Where is the best Irish pub that you found abroad?
I went to one in Ghent in Belgium called Patrick Foley's. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful bar, beautiful snugs. They have a giant Book of Kells mural outside in the beer garden, and it's right next to a canal with all these little boats and stuff like that. And the atmosphere is brilliant. Absolutely beautiful pub. Could be in Galway or whatever, and it would be amazing. There's a few great ones in London. There's the Old Shillelagh, which is one of my favourite pubs. I used to live next to there. It's owned by a fella from Roscommon. They show all the GAA, and it's like being home. And the Guinness is brilliant. And I was in one in Texas called Kelly's, and they had Barry's tea, spice bags, imported potatoes, everything you want, as authentic as you can get. Yeah.
Just finally, Colm, is there an Irish pub somewhere in the world? Like, where's next on your list, or where's the one that's been recommended to you that you really want to visit?
Oh, my realistic next one is going to be in Switzerland. There's one in Switzerland in Lugano, in front of a beautiful lake that I'm definitely going to. But then there's a few on the kind of the wish list. There's one in Patagonia. It's the closest one to Antarctica, which is supposed to be quite good.
Only an Irish person would think to open a pub there.
Yeah, well, I'm just curious to see how it would be, you know. And there's apparently one in Guantanamo Bay.
Stop.
That I found on Google Maps, but I'm not sure how I could get there, and maybe I shouldn't go there, so that's a little bit. And then finally, there's one in the Himalayas, in the foothills of the Himalayas, in a small town called Namche Bazaar, and apparently the Guinness is quite good at altitude, right. So that's one I'd like to go there.
I want to hear from listeners today, where's the best authentic original Irish pub that you have ever found abroad on your holidays? Maybe you were travelling somewhere, perhaps you lived abroad or in another country. We would love to know. We're looking for the best Irish pub abroad. Colm Dalton, Colm, best of luck on your travelling the Irish pub world journey. Thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.